Good morning. Anyone here? Hello?
Hi, good morning. Molly.
Molly, how are you? Glad somebody finally spoke up.
Oh.
I was kind of rambling to myself a little bit, and I don't like to do that.
I just, email that you sent on the recipe, I will take a look at it today.
Oh, good. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Did you guys get rain down there this morning?
Throughout the night.
Oh, we didn't get it until this morning.
And it was a quiet day in the morning, so it was so clear. The air was so clear and feels so good.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that.
Yeah, when I had to walk with my friend, I started to walk now, so I know what is. What in the world is it like in the morning?
Yeah. Who else is on?
Hi, Nancy. This is Dottie.
Good morning, Dottie. How are you?
Oh, very good.
Good.
And thanks for the information that you're sending me.
You're
awesome.
You're welcome. Anyone else want to say hello?
Good morning. This is Onita.
Good morning, Onita. How are you?
All right, except for being a little hot here in Kansas.
Oh, I thought it was cooling off across the country, but just Cleveland, huh? So we haven't hit it yet.
It's supposed to be 99 today and tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't you? Keep it out there, please. Do not send it this way. Put it in a bottle.
I was going to say, you're north, brother. It shouldn't hit you, so.
99 is highly unusual here. Do you guys have the humidity, too?
Yes.
Oh, lucky you. Good for the skin, though.
Probably. I'm trying to stay out of it.
But the humidity, even in the house, you know, it still are higher than they are on the coast, I'm sure.
Yes.
So, yes, it is definitely good for it hydrates the skin from the outside, too. Who else do we have on?
Good morning. This is Darlene.
Morning, Darlene. How are you?
Pretty good. This is Char.
Char, how are you?
Great. Thank you.
Anyone else want to say hello before we continue?
Betty in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Betty. Good to hear you. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good. Anyone else? Okay. Well, since Char went over yesterday, the purpose of this call, I think I'll let that pass for this morning. Everybody knows why we're here, I guess. It's the lifestyle, the advanced lifestyle call. And anyone have anything to report? Is anybody doing the maximum or going in that direction more or having success they want to talk about? Or challenges? Anyone have any questions? Go ahead.
Well, I have a comment. Well, it's kind of a comment for me. But anyways, I was on vacation, you know, the week of, a couple of weeks ago anyways, and of course I had some ice cream and a little bit more. You know, I had meat and stuff like that, you know, chicken and fish and whatever. And because we had company, and that's just what I ended up cooking. So, you know, it's taken me almost 2 weeks to cleanse myself out.
Do you mean, when you say cleanse yourself, do you mean that it took you 2 weeks to wean off of the food again or to get your body back in balance?
Well, I went right back on my food program, but it just took me a couple of weeks to finally have my body more cleansed out, or I don't know how to explain it, but it's
doing better.
Yes.
Okay. No, I just wanted to clarify that as you were going. Go ahead.
Yeah. The cleansing part, you know, as far as your bowels and everything. I mean, everything changes. It's unbelievable.
Does it change the other way?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's unbelievable. I never realized the difference it would make, you know. But, and even eating, it's taken me almost 2 weeks now to get back on a natural, natural flow, I guess you want to call it.
Yeah. Something I have found, although it did not happen when we went to Florida this year, because I was definitely on this, I stayed on this kind of an eating program, and try to watch the amount of fiber I was eating. But it used to be whenever I would go out of town, whether I was driving or flying. As soon as I left the perimeter of Cleveland, my bowels said, that's enough, you know, we're on vacation, we don't have to work like we usually do. And, you know, I think that we eat differently when we're away, just in general, and we're not as conscious of, now I'm definitely much more conscious than I ever was, and especially with the fiber. So when I travel, I really am aware of, I'm more aware of the amount of fiber I'm putting in my body. And if the fiber and water are there, everything else will work better. Does that help anybody? You know, because we definitely don't want to necessarily stay in our house and not travel if we have the opportunity.
Your movement is different also.
Sure.
You know, what your routine is, what you do from the time you get up, and when you change that, like when I don't have the amount of steps, I see a big difference, even with the food being really, really close.
Yeah. Good point, Cher. I when we're in Florida, I walk the pool, and that's how I get my exercise down there. So, yeah. But, you know, everything is different when you're away. Even, you can, you know, your sleep can also be affected. But I still drink Tapai water when I'm gone. It's not optimized, but it's Tapai, and the fiber is really important, too. Good points, guys. Anyone else have any comments, questions, concerns?
Has anybody found another good source of fiber?
Fruits and vegetables. I'm not being facetious. I mean, you know, you're right. Especially when I was using the fiber from Nikan at home and would go away, I didn't have it. So I'm even more tuned into eating fruits and vegetables.
My naturopath told me right away the flaxseed and ground, and I've added that to my cereal in the morning, teaspoonful, and have had no change. I mean, no, you know, actually the change, yeah, there's more.
And that's good omegas.
Yeah.
I'm already doing that, so.
How much are you using a day, Oneida?
On the flaxseed, I think I'm probably using a good couple of heaping teaspoons.
Okay.
My oatmeal in the morning.
You might try one, you know, later in the day also.
Okay. Thanks.
Just out of curiosity. I, you know, don't know that that's the magic button, but might add to it.
Now, you mentioned that you're doing it with the ground.
Yes,
ground flaxseed, uh-huh. But he was saying that you don't digest when they're just the seeds?
Correct. Your body, they'll usually go through you whole. I mean, it still is going to act as some fiber, but you get more benefit when it's ground. The one I'm using is actually a sprouted ground flaxseed, which I had not had before. Seems to be working well, but I'm having trouble finding it in my area. I picked it up while we were traveling.
You buy it that way, Char, already ground?
Yes.
Okay.
I'd never heard of it being sprouted first.
I had not either, but this seems, I do really like this, so I'm going to have to go in on the internet and see if I can't find it.
I also started to use a flaxseed, but I ground myself. The taste of oatmeal didn't change, but I feel just feel good that I have additional omega-3 oil. The proportion I use, really, it sounds like a lot more than you guys use. I use either 2 tablespoonsful or 1/4 cup to about 2 cups of oatmeal.
I think it probably can go up without, you know, any reason not to. That's why I was questioning what Mount Oneida was using. I haven't, you know, looked at the amounts as far as looking at anything that is publicized on it. But the one thing I found is, and I know you may do this, Molly, is I keep a separate grinder for just my seeds. In other words, I would never put coffee in it or anything like that would be really strong. it's just easier to keep clean that way and not have to do anything other than just brush it out. So.
Yeah, I have a good ground tiny seeds, and it can be ground to very, very fine.
Uh-huh.
Molly, are you putting cinnamon in your oatmeal?
Well, there is another kind of oatmeal that I bought to go with the regular oatmeal. That has a little bit of cinnamon and the raisins.
Oh.
So that adds a little sweetness.
Uh-huh.
The oatmeal, so I didn't have to look for something else to add to the taste.
Okay. I have a question of Molly, since we're on cereal. I think the Asian mix that I bought once while we were traveling, I was trying to determine what the seed was that was in there, or nut, and I was in, when I was in just a couple of days ago, I noticed a package I had not seen before, lotus seed or lotus nut.
Yeah, that is good. That is good. I use it often.
The lotus?
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay. Now, does that need to be, it was really a firm seed when it wasn't cooked, so you cook that always right in with the cereal?
Not always. Well, I cook wet rice, but I talk about the different cook world. Make different kind of rice. I add a lot of water to the rice, so it makes it soupy. Yeah, not so soupy as a regular soup, but much more wetter and easier to digest. I soak the lotus. There are lots of things made of lotus, like in the cake store that they make. Use the ground up lotus, fresh lotus ground up as a filling inside the pastry.
It had a wonderful flavor and different than anything, any of the other nuts that I had tasted. And so that's why I was going to go looking for it, and there it popped out at me in the package. So you would just cook that right with the full length of time, because like sometimes I would sprinkle almonds on top afterwards. This was so much firmer, I thought it would be better cooked.
Well, you always soak that. Soak it in cold water overnight. Or
oh, okay. All right. That answers my question.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. There's seldom anything fresh lotus in the market in the United States.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, generally it's imported.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I have all kinds of oriental things. The ginkgo nuts, you guys know about the ginkgo leaves that we can use for mental clarity. I pick ginkgo from trees around here in the winter time around November. There are lots of trees that drop off the nuts, and just pick a bale full of them and come home and clean up and freeze them.
Wow.
But not so well with the lotus tea, too. Well, just to look around and ask around your neighborhood, see if there's a ginkgo or tree. And one time I went visit to American Home, and that hostess asked me, this thing smells so bad. The dog eats it. Is it any good for human? So I open up the soft outside, and I say, wow, this is what we call the white fruit. This is a white fruit. The Chinese use it, and it's expensive. So that even the animal knows that it's a good thing.
Hey, Nancy. All of a sudden, it didn't smell so bad, yes.
See, the outside is bad. Okay, and then there's a hard shell. You eat nothing inside the hard shell.
Little do we know, huh?
So the leaves is used for herbal medicine, but the pharmacies, the herbal pharmacy, they also use the nuts too.
Hmm. Nancy, did you happen to see, or excuse me, hear maybe, there was a clip on the news, but then I didn't stay on to find out. They said, and now it's being used to treat cancer, and they had taken it. It actually looked like a teaspoon. The color of it looked like a teaspoon of our jade green dimes, and they were shaking it up. And I don't have a clue what it was. I just wondered if anybody else saw it on their news.
What news? What's in it?
I don't know. It was just in the local news, but I think it was, you know, they do local and then it's national altogether. So I don't know what it was. I don't even know what channel we were on at the time.
Mm-mm. I didn't hear anything.
Okay. Well, I might watch for it and see. They'll probably have something else on it.
This is Lelana. I heard something somewhere, too, that the FDA has now said that barley greens.
I got that one. That came down as one of the additions on, that was actually Julia Leatherman's article. And that was really good. But, it was such a quick clip that I wondered if it was something related to, it looked like a grass ground up is what it looked like, so. I'm sure we'll find out.
Sure, I'll tell you. My husband and I go to this place that makes. Oh, this is Maddie from Delaware.
Uh-huh.
We go to this place that makes juices, and he always gets an ounce of grass in his juice. He let me taste it the other day. I thought I was going to puke. But I used to go with the carrot, and I go with the green apples, and. There's one of the things I heard on television today, which fits right into our 10 points, is they are now saying that people are losing 100, the man lost 100, and the woman lost 50 pounds just from journaling, and also using the measuring cup and those types of things. And he said we should, in the beginning, eat what we normally eat if we want to lose the weight. And then see how many calories that comes up to, and then just reduce it by, I don't remember what he said, 500, and that's a pound a week. It sounded so simple. I went out and invested in a little 20, God, I shouldn't have done that. I stopped by the store, and I got myself a special journaling book that will fit in my pocketbook. I always use the composition books because I have so many of them, but that's not always with me. I went and bought one to put in my pocketbook. And the one he had was just a little flip over like you get from the drugstore or something. And I think that was the biggest thing. I said, that goes right with our program.
I heard that, too.
Yeah.
It's letting you know exactly what you have been doing and then how much you can change it. We were with Denny's aunt, took her actually for her birthday on Sunday. She was... 88, Denny, is that right? Yeah, 88 years old. And she said, can you believe I've gone from 165 to 125?
Wow.
And she says, I feel so much better. And she said, all I did was cut back the amount I was eating. That's all I did. Because she has always been very conscious of what she's eaten. I mean, to this day, she's still... preserves her fruit without sugar. Oh, and by the way, I went through that quick read on preserving food without freezing or canning that I pulled off the internet for 49 cents, 24 pages yesterday, and it's very interesting, and that is not a person's name. That is a center gardening, gardeners and farmers, Center Terry Vivante, I guess. Anyway, here I was interpreting it as a person's name, a French center that studies nutrition and health and so on, anyway, from the plant end of it. And it was interesting. They gave recipes, general, just not amounts, but just what you put together to do some of these things and how you go about doing it. There's a couple in there I'd like to try, just for the fun of doing it. So if anybody else wants it, it was on Amazon.com, and it's the book called Preserving Food Without Freezing or Canning, and you can download it for 49 cents.
Have you paid that 49 cents?
They just put it just, I've got a standing account there that just runs it to whichever favorite credit card I want it on, and it didn't even come up as I couldn't even see where it ever charged me for it, so it was so automatic and so fast, but they probably got 49 cents in there somewhere, because I ordered three or four other books too at the same time.
So is it canning without what?
Canning without freezing, preserving food without freezing or canning. And the subtitle is traditional techniques using salt, oil, sugar, alcohol, vinegar, drying, cold storage, and lactic fermentation. Lactic fermentation would be sauerkraut as an example. And they give the reasons why certain foods are enhanced by different methods. And the lactic fermentation is one that releases certain nutrients in the food that you can benefit by different foods. Different foods do better with different processes. So I found it very interesting. I mean, it's a very quick read, obviously, but I just thought it was interesting because these are European methods of doing it where when whatever the year was, they started doing all kinds of canning and freezing and got away from the old-fashioned ways of preserving. And they talk about just, of course, cold storage that was used for years before we had freezers. Also, the variety in the diet, because at different times of the year, different things are available, and they relied on that.
Sean, did you email this book and information out already, or haven't yet?
No, I just gave it over the telephone because it's just a website. But I can do that.
Yeah.
Molly, I'm not sure you're on my new email address. Would you?
Yeah.
Did you get the one from, you would have gotten it from Mary Lou, too.
It's from Mary Lou.
Okay, would you send me your email so I can just click on it? Because I lost all the information on my other computer until I get a genius out here that opens it up or can get to it again.
Yeah, I have your email.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else who I do not have on my email list, if you do that, if you want it, that is, of course.
Of course.
Okay. Anyone else have any questions, comments, or concerns before I share some information with you?
Over the weekend, or before the weekend, someone was telling me that eating things raw is good, and I know that it's a lot has a lot more alkaline instead of acid. But I never dared to. This weekend, I and a friend went to Ohio State Park. And so I thought, that might be a good chance for me to be a little bit more daring in the wilderness. And so I started to eat raw corn.
Oh, I always do that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, anyway, I don't think the ones that I buy from the store is any good to eat raw, but when after July 4th, the farmers in here start putting out their corn. So the raw, the corn from the farm, take a day before, that would be a good chance for me to try. And it was delicious.
Mm. Yeah, I started that a couple of years ago when we were adding corn in. No, if you guys remember from the original lifestyle, I was never a big corn eater, but I would buy it because it was so fresh. And my husband used to say, on the original lifestyle, is that on your program? And my answer was, I can make choices, and I choose to eat it. You know, knowing that it was a short-lived season, and I wasn't eating it every day and that kind of thing. But I started eating it raw because why? You know, you destroy nutrients when you eat. So, yeah.
Especially the pH alkalinity. Without
Feeding. It's interesting that you bring up the acidic versus alkaline. I took a Tai Chi class yesterday. Anyone else ever do Tai Chi?
Well, I did off and on.
Okay, it was, and she brought up, I could not believe it, alkaline and acidity. She said that all disease, that acid in the body is a magnet for disease, and she literally used the word magnet. And I thought, And at one point she asked what happens when you eat meat, and it sits in a 98.8 degree environment. And I shot out, it rots. And she said, exactly. And actually she had a handout of two pages on It's Easy Eating Green, another page on ways your body becomes acidic or alkaline, and on the back of that page is a list of acid alkaline forming foods. And if anybody wants to get the list, I don't know if all of this is from this website or just the list, but it's www.r, as in Richard, E. Edward, N. Nancy, S. Sam, E. Edward, .com / the number 1 dot M. Mary, P. Peter, I. Ice Cream, C. Carol, O. Oscar, N. Nancy, S. Sam, / acid alka, A-C-I-D-A-L-K-A dot H-T-M. It's a good chart here. The only fruit that is an acid forming she has is cranberries. But interestingly, she has grains and beans and legumes here, including oats, corn, buckwheat, rye, rice, quinoa, all the beans that we eat. And I asked about that, and she said they are more acidic, but they take a longer time, as we know, they take a longer time to pass through. So it's not that you shouldn't eat them. And on the alkaline forming, the only animal protein that she has here is eggs, and it says poached. Then there's cottage cheese and chicken breast and yogurt. But everything else is animal. Is not animal, I'm saying. So it's an interesting list, and it was just interesting hearing her describe what we went through, and I'm hooked. I'm going to take the class. It's a 5-week class, and it just continues all the time. There were two new people in there, and it's a senior class. She just had her 45th high school reunion last weekend, so she's our age, sort of. And it was just, I felt good at the end. And she said to me, do you feel any different? And I said, yeah, I feel really good at the end of the class. So it was cool. Anybody?
Yeah, you were sampling things, Nancy?
You were allowed to do the first class free. And so I went. And it was a free class for me. And I decided I'm going back and I'll pay the next time.
Will you, instead of repeating that, will you just email that to me and I'll put that with
the book? Yeah,
with the book. Okay, thank you.
You might check the senior centers, although a lot of you aren't seniors, but they have a free Taekwondo class.
This is Tai Chi.
Well, Tai Chi I meant. Tai Chi. I meant Tai Chi. I said it wrong.
What was
I even bought a, I just couldn't keep up with it, and I bought a video to do at home.
Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I was looking.
You might just and yet there were ones that you had to pay for too.
Well, this one I looked at her. She teaches all over the place, and she does have one that is free for 3 weeks on a different day. This one is right next door to me, and I thought $4 a class is very reasonable, and so I don't mind paying her $4. I think she gets all the money, so it's not a big deal. So I thought it was okay.
Well, part of it is it's how many that they actually teach you too.
Well, she assured me as I was leaving that she would repeat, what we did yesterday,
yeah.
So that I would learn them, I'm sure, and everybody else. And it's just everything is just so slow and gentle. And if anything hurts, you are to stop. And she said it's so important to stretch the body every day. She said, look at an animal. Those of us who have cats or dogs, What's the first thing they do when they get up from laying down? They stretch.
And I didn't mean that. What I meant was that there are like 17 things. I've forgotten what the number is. I'd have to go look at the senior thing. But there are 17 things. But then there is a class that has like 50 or something that's much more into it. And that's the one you have to pay for.
Oh.
One that doesn't have as many things, that's different.
She gave me, that she had handed out the last time, a chart showing five moves, you know, Tai Chi smoother, she calls it. And it's, you know, you, when you raise your hands up, your hands are very gentle and soft and smooth. And I'm sure the teacher makes a big difference, because I mentioned to a friend of mine, and she said, you know, she's just not coordinated enough for this. I didn't need to be coordinated yesterday. Nothing we did was anything that's going to show whether you are or are not coordinated. And I think that the teacher makes a big difference in something like this. So yes. I liked it.
Is she an Oriental person?
No, she's not. She's American. And her behind her name, it says MF, whatever that means, and CTCI. I don't know what either of those degrees is, but it seems like the way she got into the whole thing with releasing energy, and she started off by telling us to put our knuckles against, first starting at the lower spine behind, you know, on your back, and then moving around the whole buttocks area, and any place, and pressing in any place where you feel pain, knead it out and massage it, and that opens it up. And I didn't know I had pain back there until I started doing that. And, you know, massage is good for the body. It was cool. Anybody, I encourage you to. And, you know, when she got into the acidity thing, I thought, whoa, this is my talk.
And a little bit of CM cream when you're doing the points where you've got a knotted muscle with a trigger point was wonderful.
Yeah, and she said there are trigger points all over the body. Yeah.
How about the neck boy instead of knuckle?
Pardon me?
How about you, some mag boys?
Yeah, the mag boys would be good also. I didn't have mine with me, but, you know, you can, you know, if you're someplace and if something is hurting, you know, that just massage it out. It opens up the channel.
Not this big.
Who was that? And you're blocking out. Try that again. Somebody was saying something, but it was kind of in and out.
I went online with that website.
Uh-huh.
You give the after acid /.
Acid alka, ACIDALKA.
Wait. ACID/.
No, this is the very end part?
Yes.
Acid alka, like acid alkaline alka.
Okay. Acid.
Alka, all one word.
ALKA.
K-A.htm.
Okay, let me try that. Yes, got it.
Got it? Good. Yeah, I don't know if all four pages is from there or just the chart, because on the eating green part, some of the vegetables are not easily read. They kind of are very pale. Pull that in.
This is Connie. I have been using the charts on Cindy Morey's center.
Oh.
She has a chart there.
Okay.
Blue, alkaline, blue colors of all those things. There is for alkaline. The pink is for the acid. So that's a very easy thing.
Mm-hmm. Good thinking, yeah. Just a couple of other things. I have a slew of stuff that I got from my chiropractor on the radio over the weekend, but I'll save that for another time. It's getting late. We talked last week about superfoods, and everybody has their own list. And I don't even remember where I pulled this off of, but it says you can send for your free issue if you want. 15 superfoods, some of which we've talked about before. The avocado, amazing avocado, they say. It contains more blood pressure-lowering potassium than bananas. Rich in monounsaturated fats, cholesterol-lowering beta-sitosterol, and something in our sciatica says that. Cancer-protective glutathione, as well as vitamin E, folate, B6, and fiber. brain boosting blueberries, my summer fruit, my summer candy. Anti-cancer Brazil nuts, broccoli bonanza, A for butternut squash, eat more edamame. And, you know, there's a write-up on each of these of what they're good for. Fabulous flaxseed, all eyes on kale. We talked about that last week with that guy, but it also says collard, spinach, and turnip greens. High-flying kiwi fruit, lentils love your heart, long-live onions, hurrah for quinoa, sardine standouts, I say tomato, go for yogurt. So it says upcoming issues of environmental nutrition will put you on a first-name basis with smart food choices, your supermarket, health food store, or restaurant, and 10 for your free issue. So if you want to check it out, I guess environmental nutrition might be a place that it doesn't say where this came from. And then another place, 9 things that are really good for you or bad for you. Diet soda is not good for you because it first of all, it can give you the sweetness, and we know that once you open up the sweetness, you want more. You may feel that you're cutting calories by drinking diet, and you're going to end up making up the calories on a splurge. Muffins, if you eat a muffin, many of them have at least 400 calories. And a lot of them have 50% saturated fat. That's huge. Artery clogging. Pretzels, you think of those as, they're very calorie dense and most of them are made with refined white sugar flour, which equals a serving of, you know, the little bags of pretzels is equal to 24 slices of white bread. Are you going to eat 24 slices of white bread? Actually, if you're going to eat pretzels, look for the whole wheat or the oat bran ones. Spinach wraps are not really made, you know, the green wraps that we use, and we think that because it's green, it's made from spinach. Check your label, not necessarily so. Those vitamin waters have 200 calories. Bananas are high in potassium, and they flush out the sodium from your body. That's a good thing to eat. White potatoes, vitamin C, 130 calories. 20 antioxidants, good fiber. They may increase your calorie burning after eating. I never knew that before. And something to put on your white potato is some roasted olive oil and rosemary and a drop of some roasted garlic with rosemary and a drop of olive oil instead of butter. Dried fruits. If you want to eat dried fruits, it gives you the sweetness you may be looking for, but keep it to a golf-sized portion, about a quarter of a cup, and make sure there's no added sugar in it. And frozen vegetables, we've talked about these before on the call. Sometimes, actually, they can be fresher than raw because they are quick frozen so soon after they're harvested, whereas when we eat it raw, unless you're getting it from your own garden, you don't know how long it's been sitting any place before you get it at the store.
Nancy, back up just for a second to that dried food. I was amazed how much of it is dried with oil also. And that never, ever occurred to me to oil in dried food. Cranberries, for example, a lot of the dried fruit is treated with oil.
I guess as a preservative of some kind. Interesting. Read your labels. We're back to the reading. And, you know, just really read your labels because those of us who watched that video, at least a year and a half ago already, was a big eye-opener for me on how to read labels. Don't believe what they say on the front of any package. So that will help somebody with something. Yeah, anyone have any questions, thoughts, or concerns here?
Where do you find that information?
Oh, gosh. The first one, I would try Googling environmental nutrition or 15 superfoods for superior health. The sheet that I have does not say where I got it. Fifteen superfoods for superior health. And the nice thing is that it, you know, if somebody has a scanner, I could fax this to you, and if you wanted to scan it and send it down, that would be great, but I don't have a scanner. But, you know, I like how they write about why each one is good for you. Anyone have any questions about any of those? I can read it to you if you want. So...
You can go ahead and send it to me. Hopefully by the weekend I'll have it back up working, the scanner. So.
Do you want me to fax it? All right.
Yeah.
And the other one I just got, I think the other one was from TV yesterday.
Yeah, this is Darlene. I heard a brief thing on the news yesterday, something about that they're going to, I don't know if they're going to or they're possibly going to, put on the menus the calorie count.
New York City's doing that.
Oh. Huh?
New York City is doing that.
Yeah,
and
some people are actually eating 2,000 calories for a noon for a lunch.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the fat.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that'll stop some people?
Probably not.
Well, it might catch some of them.
Yeah.
It'll be too healthy anyway.
Yeah.
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 And then those bigger ones who are huge to begin with will say, well, there's nothing I can do about it. I try.
Uh-huh.
It would be great if they just downsized it. They downsize it and charge less. People will just have a normal portion.
Well, I did hear on the news that they are downsizing. Your box of cereal is getting smaller for the same price. Your ice cream is getting smaller. Yeah, and companies have been doing this for years now already anyway. Instead of raising the price, they are making the packaging smaller.
They've always done that with Kleenex and toilet tissue.
Right. And
I'm talking about restaurants and fast food places, you know, that way there. I mean, instead of supersizing these French fries, if they just give a normal portion, you know, at least if people don't want to give it up, at least they're not going to be eating as much.
Well, I haven't been to McDonald's in years, but it used to be that you could order two different sizes, right? A normal and a super?
Right.
I haven't been in there.
When people go to a restaurant, though, if you get a puny little entree and you're paying whatever for it, you're going to say, you know, I don't really feel like I got my money's worth.
Yeah, but if you look at some of the fancy ones, they just put a couple of little dabs of stuff on your plate and charge for it. So, I mean.
You're right. People want volume, though, and volume of bulk, not veggies like us.
Yeah, but I think the demand is getting more on when people are eating out. They want to know actually what they are taking in.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, otherwise they wouldn't voluntarily do that because I think that'll be a detriment to McDonald's and some of those places like that.
Uh-huh.
Exactly, voluntary. I think the government's forcing it, so...
So the government's finally doing something good.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nasty. Yeah. One other thing I had mentioned last week about this rehearsal dinner menu, and I looked online yesterday, and they do not list their actual menus, but there was a phone number, so I think I'm going to call there and see if they can do something special for me, and then I will send a note that I've checked out this. Would it be possible? Is it okay with you if they serve me this? And I'll handle it that way.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It'll give them fodder to talk about me, too, you know? You always like to stir things up in the family. Anyway.
You might be educating somebody.
I'm sorry?
But also, but you might be educating somebody and opening their eyes.
I hope so. That would be good. Anyone else have any questions, thoughts, concerns before we end this?
When you cook the lentils with the brown rice, what is how many lentils to the brown rice?
I did that last night. Funny you should bring it up. I hadn't made rice in a couple of weeks, and it's actually one of these things on the lentils love your heart. It says they're easy to prepare and they take 15 to 20 minutes. So about 15 to 20 minutes before the rice is supposed to be finished, I just took the top off and poured in, and I mixed it up because otherwise they'll sit on top. And when it looked like it was as much as I wanted, that's all I poured. I don't measure it. So,
I cooked it the whole time, and it came out.
It came out okay?
Mush.
They don't take as long as the rice to cook, so next time do it with the rice. My rice says 50 minutes, so I set the timer for 30 or 35, at which point I pour it in and then mix it in and let it finish cooking for the rest of the time.
Thank you.
And set the timer again.
Let me know.
So, does that help?
Yes.
Good. I just...
How do I make that so it's edible?
Why?
The
mush that you already made?
Well, the rice is good, but the lentils were just mushy.
You don't like the taste of it, or?
Oh, wait, no. What can I do to it?
Eat it. I don't know. it would be good in a wrap, probably, because it'll stay together more, I would think.
It certainly will.
Mine, actually, last night were crunchy. They probably could have used a few more minutes. So we should get together and kind of share. You're on the West Coast, so that won't help me. If it's really bad, I would say throw it away, but if you can eat it, eat it. Be careful if you have a garbage disposal. I don't think putting a whole pot of rice down your garbage disposal is really good for it.
Okay.
You might want to throw it. I mean, I don't know. I rarely throw food like that away.
I'll just duck it up with raw vegetables.
Or, you know, what you could do is make another pot and kind of meld them.
I don't want to ruin another pot.
Or you could just cook up some lentils and add them to it so that they would have, you'll have both the mush and the crunch.
Oh.
Anyone else have any suggestions?
Throw it away.
Put some beans in. It's good with beans. And you know, you could make that recipe that Char gave out with the beans and the corn. Do you have that recipe?
Probably, yes.
That, you know, use it in there. Try it. Anyone else have any ideas?
What I did with the rice, somebody gave me, at Trader Joe's, they had steamed lentils. It was all pressure packed and everything, and it just had lentils and, I guess, salt in it, you know. That's all it was involved with it, but it was one of those cryopacks, you know, that they just suck up all the air on them. And I cooked the brown rice, and I just, after it was all cooked, I just threw in this package because they're already cooked and just mixed it all together, and it was wonderful. It was easy, didn't have to worry about the lentils getting soggy.
Yeah, that's what I thought that I would do next time is just cook them separately and then just mix them, you know, just blend them after.
I don't like to clean two pots if I don't have to.
I have to put the other ones in. I think I'll just.
That's why, and I also had put two whole heads of garlic in mine yesterday. That's why I started throwing in the lentils because they are so nutritious. I thought the first time, well, I'll try it, see how it goes. And you know, I had no idea how long they took to cook. It's the first time I've ever seen in writing. And I, you know, 15 or 20 minutes before works. So. I don't know, I just figured out since they're so small, maybe they don't take as long to cook as the rice would. 50 minutes seemed like a long time for lentils, so that's why I started that way. And it worked. Yeah, I play around with it.
As a side dish, or?
Since Char was at McDougal, unless I am totally out in the ozone, I start my dinner with salad, and I'll eat a huge salad before I have anything else, even if I'm having chili or soup. And then I put more salad and I add some of the rice.
Oh, okay.
As my entree, or whatever you want to call it. And even sometimes during the day, if I open the refrigerator and I just want something, I'll take a spoonful of rice, or a piece of, and you know, I still have potatoes in the refrigerator, piece of a potato, just when I want something. Whatever it is, I want something.
McDougal was salad, soup, and entree, and I've not been doing soup, and I just found a couple recipes for summer soups using the summer vegetables. So.
Mm-hmm. Gazpacho is a good one in the summer I've never made.
So that can be wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
I have a this is Brenda, question for you, Char, that's been bothering me lately. Did McDougal mention yogurt or non-fat milk or egg white when you were there?
Yeah, he doesn't use any of them.
He doesn't use any of them.
Nope. Yogurt can be derived from soy and rice and mixtures of soy, rice, and almond, different things. And
the fermentation, that's fine. It's not that. It's just the base. Still affects the body in a very similar way. You know, I decided I was going to check and see if my system could still handle or how it would handle yogurt, this frozen yogurt like I would get, which, of course, has, you know, the sweeteners in it. And I went in and I had a serving size that was not much bigger than our scoop. And, you know, thinking, that, and I always try and think the positive. This little amount is not going to affect me, so I'm not doing a mental case on myself by any
means.
I don't want to do a mental case on myself. Pardon?
Are you talking about dairy?
I'm talking about dairy, yes.
Okay.
Frozen dairy yogurt.
Okay.
And this was just a few nights ago. And you know what? Still got a reaction.
Wow.
It does not. Now, it wasn't a horrifying. I wasn't doubled up like I had been the time I dipped into the potluck into three or four dishes that had animal in it. But I still had the guts doing the same thing that they had done before that I just took for granted as, you know, nothing wrong because I got used to it.
Hmm.
So your body does react differently to those things. Now, who notices it and to what degree is going to dramatically depend on, as we're told, and McDougall backed this up and so have Dr. Drummer did. I mean, lots of people will say exactly the same thing that have tried it and done it themselves and experienced it, not just textbook. And that is how clean you have been on that product. Now, if you want to talk about sugar, sugar does not affect me in the same way that animal does. But I have more of that in my diet in one form or another, smaller amounts than I do of the dairy. I mean, I just don't have the dairy in there. Or the animal. That's never been a difficult one for me. I'm not drawn to it after I once got off of it.
And you're very sensitive anyway, and aware.
I'm aware, and I did want to see. Now, I know that I have gotten small amounts of whether it's egg in a recipe that somebody had. You know, it's probably a half a teaspoon equivalent. And I've not noticed that nearly as much. But when I did that, it was obvious that I'd done something different.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Now, again, 5% rule applies.
Right.
You know, so, it's not like I'm worried about it. I just wanted to know.
Yeah. Darlene, what were you saying?
I was going to mention that today is a rerun on Oprah again, but it's Dr. Oz with anti-aging.
Oh, that would be good.
Mm-hmm.
That might be good for people to look at.
Or record it and look at it later like I do.
Yeah, that's what I always do. Wow, guys, it's almost 11 o'clock here. Anyone have any final thoughts, questions, comments, or should we just call it a morning?
Excellent, Nancy.
Shar, will you give me your email address, spell it?
Yes, Denny, my husband's name, D like David, E-N-N-Y, Shar, C-H-A-R, at comcast.net.
I put it the other way around. I thought you should go first. Okay, it came up. You're in me.
Okay.
My computer.
I appreciate everybody's input. It's amazing what comes through these calls. And I just want to make sure nobody has any questions. Wow, you guys were awesome this morning. I really appreciate all of the information that we've shared. And hopefully it's a good day for everybody and enjoy whatever weather we're having. Make it a great day. We'll be back tomorrow, and we'll talk then. Have a good one, everybody. Thanks for your help.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.